Tommy John has joined us here on Sports Byline USA. And Tommy, you were traded just prior to the 72 season to the Dodgers for Dick Allen. What was the reaction to that trade?
Well, I just got married, and I lived in Arizona, and I got a call from Roland Heeman, the general manager of the White Sox, and he said, "Tommy, hang tight. We've got something cooking. Don't go very far." So I knew something was up. But I had heard via the grapevine that I was going to be traded to the Pirates. And so when Roland called me later and said that they had traded my contract to the Dodgers, I couldn't talk. Okay. Because the Dodgers were in contention every year. And then I said, "You know, who did you get?" And he said, "We got Dick Allen." And I went, "Whoa." And as his trade turned out, I pitched very well for the Dodgers and helped them win pennants. And Dick Allen actually saved the Chicago White Sox franchise. He came back in that 72 season and had an MVP year and had another year in 73. And when I left the White Sox, their home radio station was out of an FM station out of a guy's basement in Oak Park. And when I came back, they were actually getting paid a couple million dollars by one of the big radio stations, WBBM or whatever, to broadcast their games. And I remember when I pitched the local radio station in Terre Haute, now you get this, they carried my games only on the station in Terre Haute. They paid the Chicago White Sox $25 for lines fees. Now, when I tell people that today, they go, "What? You're kidding." I said, "No, that's the way it was done then. There was no money in it." But Dick Allen saved them, and I came out, and I pitched pretty daggone well for the Dodgers, too.
1974 was a very interesting year, and a lot of fans, especially the younger ones, will hear about the Tommy John surgery for this pitcher or that pitcher. It was named after you. First of all, what happened that you got injured? What was it that injured you? And then tell me about the surgery itself. Did you think your career was over with?
Well, I had no idea, truthfully. I knew I hurt my arm. I hurt it bad. And we rested it and tried to get it up and going, and nothing would happen. And finally went to Dr. Job, and he and I sat down, father and son, friend to friend. And I think that's one of the reasons the surgery worked, is because I trusted him and I trusted his word, and I knew that he wouldn't give me any BS, as a lot of people do. And he just said, "The way it's going now, you really don't need surgery on your arm. But if you do not have it, you'll never pitch Major League Baseball again." I said, "Okay, if I have it done," he said, "you probably won't pitch Major League Baseball again." Well, I was valedictorian in my high school class, and I knew probably is a whole lot better than never. So I said, "Okay, let's do it. Let's get it done." And I wanted it done right then. I wanted it done then. Oop, let's go. Let's get it done now. And he, to his credit, he said, "No." He said, and this is when I knew I had the right surgeon. He said, "I don't know what I'm doing because I've never done this before. And I need as many qualified good surgeons in there guiding me so I don't make a mistake." Now, when a surgeon says that, that's admitting that he's only human. And I knew the minute he admitted that he was human, that I had the right doctor. And that's when I vehemently said, "Let's go, let's do it. Let's do it right now." And we did the surgery, and you know, it's funny that what happened. And my son is studying to be a chiropractor, and he and I had about a two-hour talk, and he was taking notes. And he asked me what Dr. Job's rehab was for me. I said, "He didn't have one." He said, "What?" And I said, "He didn't have one. All he told me was, follow your body. Your body will tell you what has to be done. If it feels good, throw a lot. If it doesn't, don't throw a lot. Your body will tell you what it needs." And so I went out and I did what we did. The only way we knew how to get your arm ready to go was to throw a baseball. And I was not a big proponent of throwing a baseball every day, but I had to, because I had to get my arm back in shape. And I threw a baseball 6 out of 7 days. And I took Sundays off. And the reason I took Sundays off, I figured if God rested on Sunday, so could Tommy John. I took Sundays off. And then I started finding out that the worst days I had throwing was Monday, Tuesday. And the best days I had throwing were Friday, Saturday. So I started saying, well, wait a minute, the more I throw the ball, the better my arm feels. I take only one day off, but then Monday I come back and my arm feels funky, you know? And that's all I did. I threw a baseball 6 out of 7 days off the mound to a catcher every single day, 6 out of 7 days. When I came back and I pitched my first game in the National League in April of 76, I never missed a start in 13 years. So whatever we did, rehabbing the arm had to be better than anything out there today because they've got all these things. It's much better. It's this. I know one of the Yankee trainers for rehab came out and he showed me this kid that was, look at this. He's 4 weeks out of four weeks post-op. Look at him. Look at his range of motion. Look what he can do. And I said, God, that's great. Can he pitch? And he says, well, of course not. And I said, so what good is that? You know, if you can't throw, what good is that? Oh, well, it's to get him ready to throw. I says, well, you know, I was in a cast or a splint for 2 weeks, and then I started doing my exercises, and I threw 16 weeks post-op. You know what the timeline is today that these guys throw? 16 weeks post-op. So 40 years after surgery, it's still 16 weeks. So they haven't come up with anything better that can speed the healing up. They can't speed the healing up. Healing is under God's timeline. And you may heal faster than me. I may heal faster than the guy back of me. But it's nature heals, and it will heal if given time. And I think what happens a lot of times, these kids get anxious, and they want to come back and pitch in 9 months or 10 months. And I threw in a ball game 1 year, 1 day after surgery. 1 year, 1 day after surgery. In 28 days, I started 7 games in the instructional league for the Dodgers. Do the math. That's every 4 days I was on the mound pitching. And, you know, when I tell people that today, they cringe. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Well, what was your pitch count? Yeah, my first game, I threw 3 innings, and they gave me 60 pitches to throw in 3 innings. And I threw my 3 innings, I threw 39 pitches. And I wanted to throw 21 more pitches to get to my 60. And they said, no, you've thrown your 3 innings. I said, yeah, but I got 60 pitches. And I've only used up 39 of them. They said, no. But, you know, they were a little more liberal back then, and I think they could be a little more liberal now because I think I think that we baby the arm so much that guys never really get back and get throwing and knowing what they can and can't do.
Let me put this into perspective for the listeners. You returned to the Dodgers in 76. Your 10-10 record that year was considered miraculous. You went on to pitch until 1989, winning 164 games after the surgery, 40 more than before, and one fewer than Sandy Koufax won in his entire career. There was also somebody else that was instrumental in your pitching as well and your comeback to some degree, and that was a teammate by the name of Mike Marshall, who was said to know how to help pitchers recover from injuries. Indeed, was he instrumental?
Well, Mike knew more about the physiology and anatomy of the arm than any pitcher I'd ever been around. And Mike gave me a set of exercises that I did for my shoulder. But as far as throwing in the elbow and stuff, I did pretty much what I wanted to do. You know, he didn't give me any exercises for my elbow or anything to do or not to do. He just said, here are some shoulder exercises that will help you because if your shoulder gets stronger, it'll take more of the pressure and stress off your elbow. So I started doing those, and I did those every day, every single day until the day I quit pitching baseball. And the Oakland A's did a study on shoulders when I was out there in 85, and they concluded that that my shoulder was better than any, was stronger than any pitcher they had, young pitcher, middle pitcher, and I was 40, 42 years old at the time.
I was a young sportscaster and happened to be up in New York and caught one of the games that you pitched. And one of the things that I observed, and if I'm wrong about this, Tommy, please feel free to correct me, but I always felt that you were a student of the game. In other words, you thought not about just the current pitch you were throwing, but also what you might throw the next pitch or the next batter, the next situation. Am I correct in that observation of the way you pitched on the mound?
Well, yes and no. I threw the pitch. If I threw a fastball low and away and you swung and missed it, I would throw you a fastball low and away again. And if you took it, I would throw you a fastball low and away. I would throw you low and away until you proved to me that you could hit it. So you essentially told me, you the batter, told me what to throw to you next. I mean, I didn't have any set thing, well, I'm going to go two fastballs away, a fastball in. I think the guys today, I think they outthink themselves. Well, I've thrown two fastballs away. I've got to come in. I've got to get him looking here. Well, what has he done with the fastballs away? Where have they been? Did they have life on them? You know, there's many things you can read into it. And I just think that they give hitters too much credit because if you let them hit the ball, they're going to make an out probably 7 out of 10 times. And if you throw the ball with some good stuff on it, they're going to make an out 7 out of 10 times. And if you're lucky, 8 outs out of 10 times. So, you know, I just think I threw what the hitter let me throw. And when he proved to me that he could hit the ball outside, then I either threw him breaking balls in or fastballs in.
You know, you mentioned when you were with the Indians that a crowd of 25,000 would show up when the Yankees came to town. And then all of a sudden you have the opportunity to put on that Yankee uniform and call, you know, Yankee Stadium your home park. What was that experience like for you?
I've said this after playing there for 8 years, that if you're ever going to play pro sports, you've got to play in the New York market to understand what it's like to play. I mean, it's something that it's different. The Yankee, the New York fan is different. The New York press is totally different. Playing for the Yankees then, Yankee ownership was totally different than the Dodgers with the O'Malley's and family and all this. And you came over there, and George Steinbrenner, I remember the first game I pitched as a Yankee was Easter Sunday, and we were 0-2. Guidry lost Good Friday. Eddie Figueroa lost Saturday, and I'm coming in to pitch Easter Sunday, and I see Steinbrenner coming out of the manager's office, and he grabs me, and he says, "Damn it. This is the most important game of the season. This is why I brought you here. This is a must win. We got to have it. You've got to bear down. We got to, you know." And I looked at him and I said, "George, if we lose this game and go on to win the next 159, we'll be 159-3. And he said, "No, I brought you in to win. And the first five pitches I threw as a Yankee were balls. I walked Paul Molitor on four, and I walked had ball one on Robin Yount, and the fans were booing and everybody, and I ended up scraping out of the inning with only one run and went on to pitch seven innings of one run ball, and we ended up winning the game 2-1. But all the fans that were booing me in the first were cheering me in the seventh.
We only have about 30 seconds left, but Tommy, when you think about your long career, is there a particular memory that's ingrained in your mind?
Two things. Pitching the 77 playoffs for the Dodgers against the Phillies in a pouring down rainstorm. I beat Steve Carlton 4-1. And it was probably the best game I ever pitched in my life. Secondly, was the 1981 playoffs in Yankee Stadium. My son Travis had fallen out of a third-story window that summer and was in a coma for 17 days and was in the hospital for 30. And George Steinbrenner asked him to throw out the first pitch. And I was pitching that game. So I asked Reggie Jackson to take Travis and his mother out to the mound. And he did. And Trav threw the first pitch to Rick Cerrone. And when he got done, Reggie picked him up by his butt and held him up. And 56,000 people started chanting, "Travis, Travis, Travis." And that was probably the greatest thrill I ever had in baseball.
Tommy, I want to thank you very much. Come back anytime and join us on Sports Byline.
Thank you, Ronnie. Appreciate it.
Tommy Bye-bye. John with us, 25 years in the majors. We continue on Sports Byline.